Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Nobin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi illustrates government's intent to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047. All three service chiefs were given free hand to decide course of Operation Sindoor, says Chief of Army Staff General Dwivedi. CDS General Anil Chauhan says Operation Sindoor is a testament to synergy and operational cohesion among the three services, and Nagaland University marks International Day of World's Indigenous Peoples. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi illustrated his government's intent to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with active support of Indians. Speaking after the inauguration of the third phase of Namo Metro in Bengaluru today, he set the benchmark for India's journey towards development. He listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He informed that the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now the Indian economy is the fifth largest and fastest growing economy. Metro Rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network.
आज जिस गति से विकास कर रहा है इसके पीछे हमारी इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ एक बड़ा फैक्टर है। 2014 से पहले भारत का टोटल एक्सपोर्ट 468 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचा था, आज ये 824 बिलियन डॉलर हो गया है। अब हम मोबाइल हैंडसेट के टॉप 5 एक्सपोर्टर बन गए हैं और बेंगलुरु की इसमें बहुत बड़ी भूमिका भी है।
Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has described Operation Sindoor as a strategic, high-stakes mission that combined military precision with political clarity. Addressing students and faculty at IIT Madras yesterday, he recounted how the operation was conceived and executed in the days following the April 22 dastardly terror attack in Pahalgam by Pakistan-based terrorists. Sharing rare insights into the planning and execution of the operation, he said all three service chiefs agreed that decisive action was needed and they were given a free hand to decide the course.
This is the first time which RM has also said, I think enough is enough, and all the three chiefs were very clear, something has to be done. And the free hand was given, of course, that you decide what is to be done. And that is the kind of a confidence with the political directions and political clarity for the first time we saw. And that's what made a difference, because we want to do a lot, but that kind of hand-holding and kind of free, no terms of restrictions, if I can say that. And that is what kind of raises up your morale. And that is how it helped our army commanders or commander-in-chiefs on ground to kind of act as per their wisdom.
Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan today said that Operation Sindoor is a testament to the synergy and operational cohesion among the three services. Addressing the participants of the 21st Higher Defence Management course and senior officers at the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad, General Chauhan shared strategic perspectives on integration in the armed forces and highlighted key takeaways for shaping the future roadmap of joint operations. The CDS also laid stress on the importance of comprehensive capability development, Atmanirbharta, and in-depth understanding of the transformative changes being pursued in the military to deal with the disruptive changes in the technology-driven modern warfare. The Tribal Research Center Nagaland University marked the Indigenous Day of World's Indigenous Peoples with a webinar on the Indigenous Issue and Identity, Peninsular India versus the Northeast on Saturday. The session featured noted social scientist Dr. Walter Fernandez, director of the Northeastern Social Research Center Guwahati, and drew over 100 participants, including scholars, students and researchers. Chaired by Professor Toshimen Lajamir, head of sociology and director of the center, the webinar opened with reflections on the varied meanings of indigenous across global and Indian contexts. Dr. Fernandez highlighted contrasts between peninsular and northeastern experiences, saying that peninsular identity is rooted in sacred groves and cultural resistance, while the northeast emphasizes customary law and autonomy. He said both regions now face increasing threats to land and identity from state and non-tribal interests. He also noted growing internal tensions, stating that competition has arisen between the tribes, signaling a shift in indigenous dynamics. Urging collective action, Dr. Fernandez emphasized that achieving justice and reconciliation will require sustained leadership and unity. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on NewsOnAir app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back, you're listening to the evening news. Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai has said that the judiciary, executive and legislature exist to deliver justice to the last citizen of the country. Stressing the need for a calibrated and coordinated effort among these pillars, he said every step must be taken to ensure that justice is delivered at the earliest and at the least cost. He was speaking after inaugurating the newly constructed court building of the Guwahati High Court's Itanagar Permanent Branch at Naharlagun. Mr. Gawai said that Northeast is one of the most important parts of India and said that the Constitution provides special provisions to preserve and safeguard the tribal communities of the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for projects in Bengaluru to enhance mobility. After arriving in Bengaluru today, he flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belgavi. He also virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. Thereafter, the Prime Minister flagged off the much-awaited yellow line of Namma Metro station that connects Boma Sandra Industrial Area with Electronic City.
बेंगलुरु को हम एक ऐसे शहर के रूप में उभरता देख रहे हैं जो न्यू इंडिया के राइज का सिंबल बन चुका है. एक ऐसा शहर जिसकी आत्मा में तत्व ज्ञान है और जिसके एक्शन में टैग ज्ञान है. एक ऐसा शहर जिसने ग्लोबल आईटी मैप पर भारत का परचम लहराया है. बेंगलुरु की इस सक्सेस स्टोरी के पीछे यहाँ के लोगों की मेहनत और टैलेंट.
ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan has said that the Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology played a crucial role in the past several years to contribute best talents into the Indian technology sector. Addressing the 13th convocation ceremony of IIST Valiyamala Thiruvananthapuram through a video message, he said, India is a fast-growing economy in the world and ISRO has a very big role for this achievement. A total of 309 students from BTech, Masters, PhD programs and dual degrees passed out and were awarded their degrees during the function. Union Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandaviya today said that the Sundays on Cycle initiative has helped turn the Fit India movement into a big movement in the country. The minister said this while participating in the Sundays on Cycle Fit India event in the national capital. He highlighted that so far, panchayat representatives in more than 50,000 villages across the country have spread the message of Fit India by participating in the event. He pointed out that this has connected villages with the movement.
मोदी जी की फिट इंडिया मूवमेंट आज देश में संडे ऑन साइकिल के रूप में एक बड़ी मूवमेंट बन चुकी है. आज सारे देश में 50,000 से अधिक गांव में पंचायत प्रतिनिधियों ने संडे ऑन साइकिलिंग करके देश को फिट इंडिया का संदेश दिया है और मोदी जी की फिट इंडिया मूवमेंट के साथ अपने गांव को जोड़ा है.
And in the Asian Surfing Championships, Ramesh Budiyal became the first Indian to win a medal, securing bronze in the open men's category in Mahabalipuram, Tamil Nadu today. Budiyal, also the first Indian to reach the medal round, scored 12.60 points to finish third. Korea's Kanoa Hijai took gold with 15.17 points, while Indonesia's Pajar Ariana claimed silver with 14.57. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi illustrates government's intent to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047. All three service chiefs were given free hand to decide course of Operation Sindoor, says Chief of Army Staff General Dwivedi. CDS General Anil Chauhan says Operation Sindoor is a testament to synergy and operational cohesion among the three services, and Nagaland University marks International Day of World's Indigenous Peoples. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.